Fresh from a studio and into another studio.
Good morning!
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Even more Cooper and Luke.
Yeah. Two things, Luke. Welcome to the Big Breakfast Bite Size, firstly.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Monday.
We should do that.
What?
Interview each other.
Oh, God.
On the show.
Don't we just... Yeah.
No, we at the same time channel both of our radio intellect into one output, but we don't single the other person out and go, what about you, and then leave it like that for a while.
But we do ask each other questions.
It's like, not an interview.
No, it's not an interview, but it's like it's finding out stuff about each other.
I'm going to interview. We should do a whole...
You've done this before on podcast.
Have I?
Yeah.
What did I do?
You interviewed me.
Let's do a second week of it. I'm doing a week on, week off. Right, sorry.
Monday, yes. It's an important day for anybody who's looking to do something special. Because Kylie's in town.
Who?
Kylie.
Minogue.
Yeah.
So I could be anybody. Kylie Jenner.
And also, electric picnic tickets go on sale.
I get a phone call from your mum.
Oh, yeah, that's your mum.
Would this come out? Hang on.
If you put on speaker.
Hello.
It's not a recording. Is it really you?
It's really me, yeah.
I just called to hear your voice on because I hadn't been in touch in a while. Oh. Those things.
God, I'm just recording a podcast here with Cooper.
You are now. Sorry.
Hi.
How's it going, chicken?
How good.
Sorry, so you're at work. Right, well, I better leave you alone, so.
Give me a couple of minutes there now and I'll ring you back.
No, you might not be recording me. I'll kill you.
100%. Okay, bye. Sorry, Stephen. Monday.
Yeah, Monday, electric picnic tickets go on sale.
Would you stop?
Yeah.
Who's playing?
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Electric picnic tickets, 2019, on sale Monday, 3rd of December.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who's playing, they're going to sell out.
Yeah. It's a great investment.
Do you reckon?
If you've gone before and you're on that three-tier thing where if you have the evidence that you've been a few times, you can get a different rate. So if you buy that first tier of tickets, I think the maximum you can get is 4, I think. Could be wrong there. But if two of you get 4, that's 8 tickets and you're not going, you can sell them and make a serious amount of money.
Yeah, see...
But don't do that.
I know, I'm totally against making profit off of tickets for people who are fans of, you know, because who knows who could be playing?
But
yeah,
it is not better to let that person go and have the best time of their life and charge them a slight bit more money because the place is sold out. If you didn't exist in this world, they wouldn't be able to go.
They would have got the tickets.
No, but it's sold out.
Yeah, but...
Oh, I took them.
Yeah, makes sense now.
Well, I don't do that. I'm just saying that's a great way to make money.
Like, that's unfortunately what happens.
Oh, well, it's the nature of the beast. It's our human nature to do that, make money off it. What was the second thing?
Oh, Kylie's in town on Monday.
Oh, for God's sake. So Monday's a big day.
It's also December on Monday.
Right.
The 3rd.
Is that like Christmas tree scheduling now and all that stuff?
Because we should be playing the first Christmas song.
Oh, no.
Hang on.
No.
So December 1st is Saturday and we're not on till the Monday. Oh, it's also a very important day on Monday. I've got my NCT.
No, sorry. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Bob, you're going to pass. Your car is immaculate.
My car is immaculate.
Hang on now. Go back to the Christmas bloody thing.
Yeah, we're probably going to play our first Christmas song on Monday.
Right,
yeah.
We're doing a Friday then.
Just what?
To piss
on the 30th?
Off. Yeah, just to annoy people.
Can we play...
It has to be a good one.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Is it a Christmas song?
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
We'll do The Start of the Darkness.
No.
One of my favourite songs of all time.
Really?
Yeah, and the music video too, where he's like spread eagle to
the
cat too.
I can guarantee you it's not going to be either of those. It's going to be either Fairytale New York or All I Want for Christmas This Year.
I hate Christmas!
I actually genuinely, I'd say about up to 10 years ago, was starting to hate Christmas. And how I was starting to hate Christmas was because... of the thing. Oh my God. No, just come on in while we're doing the podcast.
Yeah, come in.
They come in.
We need a red light.
Yeah.
We need a red light. It's all right, Jess. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry about
it,
Jess.
Just a minute.
Yeah, Jess.
Right, we'll wrap up, shall we? Jess needs to go. So, Feliz Navidad, Friday, big breakfast. Enjoy the best bits.
Yeah, it's going to be Fairytale New York.
Yes, I'm
all right, subscribe.
Kill you, Jess. Jess.
We're still recording, Jess.
Because he's had no headphones.
Who needs headphones when we're doing it? We can see. Okay, you can wrap up the podcast. Tell them to subscribe. Jess, tell them to subscribe.
Subscribe to Cooper and Luke's podcast on 98FM.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Oh, money, mo problems on 98FM at 6:13 on the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. How's it going?
Good morning.
Oh, I'm very proud of my little girl.
All the time. Never mind just some of the time. All the time. But particularly yesterday, she got mentioned in a big list of very famous people.
Oh?
I'll just move this out of the way so I can see you.
Oh, hiya.
Hello. It's like a door open.
It's like Donald Trump's wall.
The toy show. 16 of the best moments from the Late Late Toy Show through the years. And Edie made the bleed list.
You're joking.
So let's just, never mind Edie for a second. Let's look at the other people. Like, I mean, everybody knows the horologist, which was the guy who was mad into clocks. I loved him. He got in there. John Joe Brennan. He was that kind of... the farmer kid who was That's just right. full attitude.
Loves tractors.
When Pat Kenny entered on an elephant, that made the list. That was number 6.
And then he still does it every day into work.
He does. There was the Annie Crack, Neil. Remember that little kid?
Yeah.
He was great. Dinner is served then was Edie's one, which is where Ryan Tuberty forms a charming bond with an excitable young Edie Rose. The two bounce off each other and certainly give the audience some laughs.
Amazing.
It's very corny. Oh, she'll love that now. I'll show her over the weekend.
That is so cute.
It's a very busy time of year for Edie.
Yeah.
This is her busiest time because everybody.
Book signings and stuff.
Yeah, everybody needs to know. And she still hasn't fully grasped because when you were growing up and when I was growing up, like the being on the Late Late Toy Show would have been almost. A rumor, like a sure you were.
All right, pull the other one.
You were a toy tester on the Late Late Toy Show.
All right,
but now, like when she grows up and she's at a dinner party or whatever, and someone says name a random thing about your childhood, she'll say that and no one will believe her, and she'll have to pull the clip up on YouTube. She'll have to pull up the list on the Star, and she'll have to say, "Look, I was. This was me."
And when she's at that dinner party, they're like, "You're not having dessert tonight, love." She'd wreck the place.
I really like this, the new one from Ariana Grande.
Thank you. Next, it's 98FM. It's 6:15. Good morning.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Alice DJ, Better Off Alone. It's 98FM. It's 6:21 on the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. I saw something at the weekend. I was DJing in Temple Bar in Club M. And straight away I thought of you, and it says, wondering what was the weirdest technique that you used to maybe chat somebody up back in the day. All right. And this, I've never seen this before. And it was blatantly obvious what this guy was trying to do. And he was so brazen about it. It was brilliant. So basically, he had a group of girls' attention on the dance floor. They stopped dancing. I'm like, what's going on? Am I not doing my job? And then there was a big scream and a woohoo, and I kind of looked to the side. He was performing magic card tricks for them as a pickup.
Clever.
And he was bloody good, because I was even impressed. I nearly missed the next song.
On the dance floor?
Yes!
Card tricks on the dance floor.
Card tricks on the dance floor. Lots of light.
Lots of light.
Yeah.
Well-lit club. Everybody loves a well-lit club.
Yeah.
Why? I used to carry around an ace card with me in college, and I'd give it to the girl that I was about to chat up, and it would be my in. But I do know a guy who did do card tricks out, but not on the dance floor. That's incredible.
Yeah, he was literally on the dance floor.
And difficult.
Yeah.
With people.
Because he did it as a visual thing. He'd be like, right, pick a card. He'd shuffle, he'd hand the cards around, and then he'd flick the cards, and then the card would just levitate up. Mm. And I'm like, you smooth operator. Paul Daniels.
That's very cute.
It was very, very cute, and it worked.
All the girls
loved the magician.
Sure, look, he's great with his fingers.
The sound of the city. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Hey, I wanna be a rock star. Nickelback, rock star, 98FM. Our most listened to podcast.
Come on!
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, our Nickelback interview.
That's because everybody hates him. They want to see what did he say.
They love Nickelback.
Him. Oh, do they?
Is he going to do the picture thing?
Oh, God. okay, where are we? Oh, right, brilliant. 98FM's Heads or Tails, apparently, says producer Suze.
It is.
Cool, cool.
It is Heads or Tails. And the best thing about this morning is
I'm going to do it live.
Amazing.
Oh, brilliant.
So if you've never heard this before, we've taken a couple of headlines. Usually we get a qualified newsreader to read them out. But today is a little bit different. I'm going to attempt to read them myself, and you have to tell me whether they're a real story or something that has been completely fabricated.
Sorry, Susan, drop you there. Your mic is slightly distorting.
Can
you hear that? It's like a... You think she's got something in her mouth or something?
Are you eating on air?
You're eating on air, Sus.
No.
Oh, look! Braces!
Cooper,
braces!
High fives!
Did you think I wasn't going to mention it?
I actually thought you'd be sound enough not to. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the people are going to wonder what's wrong with
no,
Sus.
No, they're not. No one's heard anything.
Cool, never mind heads or tails. What was it like getting braces put on?
It took 20 minutes. It was really quick.
Is that all?
Yeah. And then I was freaked out because they essentially just glue it onto your teeth, little squares, and then put a wire attached. They are train tracks. And they're glued straight away, but I was too afraid to eat for the rest of the day.
How often have you got them tightened?
I haven't got them tightened yet.
Oh, that's scary.
They are a bit sore though.
Are they?
They're more annoying though, and I'm very conscious of...
Well, I can't see your bottom.
Oh, great.
See,
okay.
I can only see your nose up.
Perfect.
It looks fab.
Ideal, yeah.
Well, I think they're lovely. I think they're very nice.
Yeah, I look about 10 years younger, to be honest, so...
And you didn't eat, so you got a little slim figure on you and everything.
I look great, 13 now, it's great.
All right, well, you're going to do it live with train tracks. This is going to be great.
Train crash.
Look at
train
her, wreck. I'm just handing her pocket money for some reason.
Oh, thanks.
All right, you've got the first one.
All right, I just need the cue. Passenger thrown off plane for calling himself a terrorist who destroys women's hearts.
Oh my God.
Probably a lad on the stag from the UK.
Lads.
Wait, I'm a terrorist or destroy hearts. Temple Bar. I'm definitely saying that this is a headline.
It is a headline.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it wasn't a Ryanair flight to Dublin. It was on a flight to India. The man covered his face with a handkerchief and took a picture of himself, uploaded it and captioned it, "Terrorist on flight, I destroy women's hearts."
Oh God, what an idiot.
I know.
Okay, next one.
Woman jailed for criminal damage to crisps. Stop.
No,
I'm criminal damage to crisps.
I wasn't even gonna slag that. Oh. I was trying to figure out how you damage crisps criminally.
Crisps, yeah.
Do you not remember when you were in school and you go up to a lad and be eating a bag of crisps and you crunch them?
Oh,
yeah. That is criminal.
Well,
that
is criminal. You may be just hiding the fact that maybe he broke into a crisp factory and you're being clever about it. So I'm going to say it's false.
It's true.
Oh, flip. Wow.
It happened right here in Ireland. It was down in Cork, though. A lady, she was banned from a store and she decided to go in anyway. And she popped open a... can of Pringles.
Brilliant.
Without and paying for them.
You know what happens once you pop?
You can't stop.
Yeah.
You're getting paid by Pringles again to give their logo mentions on
air. I didn't
air.
Mention who it was.
Mention someone else.
Huh?
Coke. Once you eat it, you get black teeth. There you go. Now.
Be warned now because you got 2 months in jail. So don't be eating your crisps before you get to the till.
Moving on.
Elderly American tourist group arrested for drunken antics in Temple Bar.
Yeah, sure. We seem to be on a roll with Temple Bar, so yeah. Let's go with
probably,
that.
Honestly. Probably went to Club M.
Oh, yeah.
To see. Do you want me to mention that as well?
Oh, yeah.
Get all the mentions in. Elderly people on a night out are mad. I've seen them a few times, and they just go all out because they can just blame everything on the fact that they're old.
Actually, in Temple, it's very rare that people get arrested in Temple Bar. Guards are scared.
I was arrested
there.
In Temple Bar.
Were you?
Yeah, I was put in for very. I pushed a guard though, so technically that was my own fault.
Anyway, it's not true.
Oh no! I love Sue's trying to cover it up.
Any hoozles?
You just randomly made that up.
Yeah.
My days.
Well, it happens a lot, but I'm sure it hasn't made the paper just yet.
It was a soft push, by the way. I didn't actually push the guy really, really hard.
You were tripping up over the cobblestones and you tried to
get was arresting my friend and my friend didn't do anything. Oh, but anyway, look, it's fine. Hey, coming up and get the latest one from Seagal and Ella Eyre. Because we really need to be paid.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 5 questions. €500. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Good morning, Breeda.
Hello, how are you?
Deadly. It says here in front of me that you're with your baby Mary Moo.
Oh,
What's a Mary Moo?
Yeah. That's my baby. She's, well, officially she's Mary, but we call her Mary Moo.
Oh, and how does she feel about that?
Absolutely thrilled now that it's on the radio.
How old is she?
20.
She's 20. Okay, right. Well, that's kind of okay. It's
so
cute.
So your daughter, Mary Moo, who's a college-going 20-year-old, yeah, she's happy about this. That's great.
The breed of Mary Moo.
She's ecstatic.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
It's cute. Well,
college kids know everything, so
yeah,
this is going to go well. This is going to be great.
Going to clean up this morning. All right, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Not at all.
5 questions, €500. Get one wrong,
and you're gone.
€25.
Love the enthusiasm, Brita. Come on, girl, you can do it. According to the song, what did Molly Malone sell on the streets of Dublin?
Cockles and mussels.
Cockles and mussels. Alive, alive, oh.
€25, Mary Moo and Brita do.
Oh,
so, what are you going to do? You're going to take that cash? You're going to go on to question two?
Oh, God, no. We're going on.
Okay, €50.
€50. It'll get a bit harder now as time goes on, but we have every faith in you. What is the name of the local pub in EastEnders?
The Queen Vic.
Why was it?
That's her favourite programme.
Yes!
Get her my pub. Alright, you have £50. What do you want to do?
Okay. I'll go on.
Oh my God, amazing.
€100.
I'm loving this confidence, Brita. You're blasting through them. Who was revealed yesterday? Were you listening to the show yesterday by any chance, Brita?
Well, yeah, but I only half listen to people at the best of times.
Oh.
Mary will tell you that.
Well, if you had listened yesterday, you would have heard us talk about this particular person who was revealed yesterday as the highest paid TV host in the world.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, Judy. Yeah.
Just Judy.
Oh, Brita.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well done.
Sorry, had to. Congratulations.
All right, there you go. You've 100 okay. quid. Brita, Mary, what do you want to do?
Do we go on? Yeah. Well, we're going on.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. €250.
A lot of cash.
Can't believe they went on.
Had a good night.
Brita, would you watch the Late Lake Toy Show?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. And probably with Mary Moo.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Is Mary Moo allowed to stay up and watch it this Friday?
I don't know now.
If she does her homework.
If she bribes me with some alcohol, maybe I might let her.
No,
she do that responsibly. Yeah, man. It's a drink aware of IE. All right, Brita. Here we go. For €250. In what year?
Oh, shit.
Was the very first Late Late Toy Show?
That was Gay Bones time.
I can give you a clue if you want it. Or not.
1975.
Is correct!
Yes.
I was about to give you a clue saying it's a band.
Oh, they sing about chocolate.
Yeah. I would have guessed it from that. Oh.
Congratulations. Oh, congratulations. You've won €250.
Oh, Jesus. Right.
So what would you like to do? This is the moment, isn't it?
Keep going. I know. No, we'll, yeah.
The next question is worth €500, Brita and Mary Moo, and you have not gotten a clue, and you started with absolutely zero.
Okay, we'll go for it.
You're going to go for it?
Yeah.
All right.
€500.
Yes.
We're talking to Brita and Mary, who's also called Mary Moo. They're on the fifth and final question for 98FM's Greedy Guts, where they could potentially win €500. However, if they get it wrong, they lose everything.
Everything.
What? Thanks for that.
It's all right.
What county in Ireland has the shortest coastline?
Well, it's not going to be Tipperary anyway.
Gotta rush it.
Can I have a clue?
Anita, you were about five seconds saying nothing. How can I give you a clue if you ran out of time? Oh, my God. Jesus.
Right.
Brida, I'm so sorry, but we ran out of time because the thing was going and you were like... But what we can do, I'm so sorry that you didn't win 500 euro. We can send you to Liffey Valley on Ice with us if you'd like to come along.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't. She's like, I do, me arse want to go.
There'd be the two moody ones in the corner not skating. See those two over there.
We'll have prizes and things like that on December 4th. So if you want to come down, we'll give you a family pass. You can bring the whole bunch of people with you.
Okay, thanks.
Is that okay? All right, Brida.
Thank you.
Cheers, bye-bye. She hates me. She never wants to listen to the show again.
No. Thank you
the
for
buzzer,
listening.
Wait, the buzzer goes.
It goes.
How can I give a clue, gentlemen?
I know, like, the buzzer, the countdown that started, give us a clue there. Take your time. I know. I liked Brida and I liked Mary Moo.
Yeah, fair play. So look, they're coming along. My days. Massive announcement on the Big Breakfast happening in about 3 minutes' time. You don't want to miss this.
It's Flo Rida, Good Feeling, 98 FM.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Flo Rida, Good Feeling on 98FM. It's 8:19 on the Big Breakfast. It's Cooper and Luke. How's it going?
Oh, it's going fine.
Oh, good.
Except for in the world of texts and WhatsApps.
What's going on?
Ah, lads, not fair. How could you have let that lady go away without giving her a clue? Ah, Luke, you robbed that girl on Greedy Guts Demo in Dublin. This is because we literally just had two people on Greedy Guts got the fifth question wrong. Unfortunately, they ran out of time, so it didn't give us an answer.
The timer kicks in.
If the timer kicks in, my days. Luke, the timer ran out very quickly. It was her last question. Why didn't you wait in the clue? And then we got this WhatsApp.
What's the answer?
It was Leitrim. It's a good old Leitrim, wasn't it? So it was.
Oh, yeah. So which county in Ireland has the shortest coastline? Yeah.
And someone said here, lad, you had no time to Google that answer. Hey, you're allowed Google.
We've got a big announcement. It's happening next Friday, December 7th, and we want you to be part of...
Big Breakfast Christmas Panto! Yes! So, we are going to host a very special Christmas show live from Bewley's on Grafton Street.
And the bonus part of this is, if you're going to join us next Friday, the 7th of December, you get to have a three-course breakfast.
Nice.
Yeah, like that's, I think, the main thing about this. You actually get fed.
Free breakfast.
Like, forget the panto, get fed.
There's also live music. There's loads of prizes we're going to have for you if you are there and if you are listening. And this is the first and only performance of the Big Breakfast Christmas Panto presents Sleeping Beauty. Who's the beauty?
I think it's a documentary of your afternoons.
Okay. Yeah.
We have a star-studded cast. We've got Dublin's biggest pantos on board. We've got the Olympia, the Helix, the Tivoli, the Red Cow, and a very special guest.
Oh, yeah. Can't say that is yet. Nope. This is great. These are always fun. Whenever we do something at a place, it's always great, correct? We always bring a load of things, of prizes, and we just have, it's a good morning. And you also get fed. We need to reiterate that. You're not going to be just sitting there with your tummy rumbling in Bewley's, the lovely smell of coffee.
Oh, could you imagine?
So if you want to join us, it'd be nice if you texted us, just so we know you're coming along and who you're bringing. Text Panto and your name and details to 0877 98 98 98. You have to be available from 7:30 on the morning, which is Friday, December 7th.
Yeah, you can't be just like rolling in, like shaking your umbrella at us as you can. Well, hey, lads, I missed the Panto.
You probably
can. Yeah, you did. We'd be like, oh, no, you didn't, and all that.
You could probably rock up and say hello, but just if you wanted a nice seat and, you know, you wanted to be there for the prize and things like that. Just text Panto and your name and details to 0877 98 98 98. We're doing it!
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Love Inc., you're a superstar on 98FM. It's the Big Breakfast of Cooper and Luke. Oh.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98FM.
The only person I know that gets surprised by the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. It's 9:15 Mystery Machine time.
So this is normally where Suze manhandles the machine and coerces it to doing something. Mm-hmm. And then we have to do whatever it says. But you're telling me off air that you're ready to go, are you?
You've all had your fun.
Yeah.
I want to have a go.
I'm going to give the power to Cooper this morning.
My days. Are you laughing at his hair?
Yeah,
fix your hair, David.
Is it sticking up?
Your headphones have after making it look like Jedward.
Ah, nice!
Come here.
No, leave it.
Oh.
I don't, no.
Just underneath the headphones.
Underneath
area.
The headphone
How's it going?
Thing.
It's
yeah.
Mad, hey.
It? See, looking sweet.
I've switched shampoo. There's more body in it.
It's very.
Yeah, that's
coarse.
That's me hair goo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Here, I'm going to press this button.
Good, because we'll be here all day talking about bleeding hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Electronics Greeting Day.
Hello.
Hello. So it is officially Electronics Greetings Day, which reminds us the convenience and speed of sending electronic greetings.
Okay.
Emails.
I actually had no idea what you're talking about.
I was getting there.
Notion. I was thinking of a robot saying hello in an electronic voice.
Yeah.
Hello, thank you for coming to the show.
Okay.
So the game that we're going to play is, because sending an email is really fast, and it's faster than sending an actual letter or post, we're going to play a game of What's Faster?
Yes.
Okay, so shout if you know the answer.
Okay.
So for me to email from my house a 2 gigabyte file, or for me to drive 80 kilometers with the physical
drive.
File.
Email.
Drive. Has to be drive. It takes longer.
I better write down this now. Suze and Luke. You're saying drive, Luke?
Yeah, because your internet is crap.
Luke is correct. It is quicker for me to drive 80 kilometers.
Is this a message to your broadband provider to get you better access?
Yep. Okay.
Air, if you're listening, this is directed at you.
Which is faster, a cat or a dog? What's your answers?
Suze.
Suze, what are you saying?
No, it's your answer, not your name.
A cat.
Okay.
A dog.
Luke is correct. Yeah. A dog is faster. We're moving on to movies now. Which movie finishes faster? Basically, which is the shortest movie? Star Wars A New Hope or Star Wars The Last Jedi?
Last Jedi.
The first one.
Suze is right. New Hope is only 2 hours yes. 5 minutes, and Jedi's 2 hours 32. Which is faster? It's animals now. Alligator or cow?
Cow.
I'm going to say an alligator.
It's a cow.
It's wind, Suze.
Which is faster, a beaver or a wombat?
Wombat.
Beaver.
Beaver is correct. Okay, music question.
Yeah.
You know we like a good short song every now and then.
Yes.
But what song is shorter?
Song 2.
Yeah.
Is it Song 2
yes.
or Napalm Death You Suffer?
Well, Song 2.
It has to be Song 2.
You're both wrong. And I have the full song from Napalm Death You Suffer. It is 2 seconds long. This is a song. There you go.
No, it's that's joke.
That's no, that's real.
That's fairly the last note guessing game.
Which falls faster, a bowling ball or an egg?
An egg.
The same.
Suze gets it. Science.
Oh. Gravity.
Okay, who's faster? I love this question. This took a long time to get the answer. Superman or the Flash?
Oh, they never found out in the movie. Did they find out in the comics? Mm-hmm. Oh, flip. I didn't read the comics.
It's obviously Superman.
Oh, well,
what are you saying, Luke?
I think it's Superman as well.
You're both wrong. It's the Flash. Okay, Usain Bolt is the fastest man alive.
Mm-hmm.
Quick round, all right? Which is faster, ostrich or Usain Bolt?
Usain Bolt.
Ostrich is correct. A greyhound.
Usain Bolt.
No, greyhound. It's a greyhound. a thoroughbred racehorse.
Usain Bolt.
No, racehorse.
Racehorse. A cheetah.
Usain Bolt.
No, a cheetah. No,
it's a cheetah. And a peregrine
You're
falcon.
You're a cheetah.
A peregrine falcon is one of the fastest animals in the world.
Yeah.
So a peregrine falcon.
Yeah, well done. So at the end of this round, Suze is 2 and Luke is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15, 20. Well done, Luke. You are the fastest.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Boom, Suze.
He's not the fastest. He's just the rightest.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Oh, okay. That was good.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
We were talking about this a little bit earlier on in the show about how Will Smith is kind of going around the world doing lots of things before he's 50. And this just so happens to coincide with releasing Bad Boys 3. He was in Abu Dhabi for the F1. Lewis Hamilton invited him over. He did this funny video about him kidnapping Lewis, and he was like, I'm black, you're black, no one's going to know the difference. It was very funny. But then he also did talk about his son, Trey, who is his oldest son. And it's actually quite touching, quite cute.
Yo, so I'm in Abu Dhabi at the F1. I brought my son, Trey. So we've been doing this, and me and him, we hanging at the F1, and he just hit me with the, he said, you know what, Dad? He said, I just realized, you're not just my dad. And he paused, and he said, I'm pretty sure you're my best friend.
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, man. probably.
Love that.
Is he named after Cuba Gooding Jr.'s character from Boys in the Hood, which was a year before he was born?
Great Googling.
Is he, though?
Also, I have absolutely no idea, but we can speculate and say, sure,
yeah.
From that to Blink-182, here's my favourite song from them back in the day when I skateboarded and wore brown hoodies. Sorry, I love that so much. I went snowboarding and listened to that in like the French Alps, and I was like, Anyway, back to being a grown up and an adult. There's been a lot of speculation though about what they called, and they've actually weighed in on this themselves, the members of Blink-182. So Tom, who is the vocalist, he says a lot of people actually don't get it right. It's Blink-182.
Yeah, no, it's not.
So he says, sometimes it can happen with a very complex, thoughtful and evaluated art. But then, right, the Mark, who's the bassist, and I don't think they're actually talking, the two of those lads, but Mark says, no, you're missing the important issue here. I feel like it's the lowercase b that people need to be focusing on. It's not an uppercase b, which is ridiculous. Apparently some people say... Some say 182 and some say 182.
It's technically 182.
It's not.
It is.
It's 182. Blink 182.
It's Blink 182.
That's ridiculous. And finally then.
What does it even mean?
We have, I don't know. We have Holly Willoughby. How much do you think she's earning without Googling it? Now you'll
know. Oh, no.
Give me a clue.
How many million? Million a year. She's I think her net worth's about 4 million, but I think she's getting 700,000 for what she's doing this year. So.
Well, yeah, she is filling in. So it's Deck and herself. It's not Ant.
Yeah.
God, I keep getting confused all the time.
Deck the halls with Holly. There you go.
It doesn't help at all. But she is earning.
Jesus, lads.
2.5 million. Pounds for co-hosting. Like, everything is written for them by a team of writers. They have an order queue in front of them that they're looking at, and they may laugh. That's it. She gets paid that much. I suppose. Hang on.
What?
She's to eat bugs and stuff sometimes. Don't they make the host do that? I've seen bits and pieces where she's like, she's not comfortable all of the time. That's what I'm saying. She's getting a lovely tan as well for playing.
She's getting
98FM's gossip. Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
I'll share love in this club on 98FM. It's 20 to 10 on the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke.
And producer Suze, who comes in here and tells us a sort of a story, like back in the day when they didn't have TVs or radio or anything, we would all sit around a campfire and listen to a storyteller. So here is Suze.
Ooh, like that.
They even got marshmallows.
Gather round. I have a strange tale from a faraway land.
Is it me?
Cabin. It's not.
Yeah, okay.
Somewhere in the States, I think.
Go for it.
So, it's a very strange one. And I've just moved into a new estate, so I don't actually know the politics with kind of neighbours and, you know, what's the residence association? Do you have one in your estate? Are you the residence association?
No, ours got disbanded because they were looking for money off us, so we sacked them.
What?
Yeah, so we cut the grass ourselves.
But some when you have that, you have like a little message board, or you might have a Facebook group for the community. And someone noticed that on their neighbourhood message group, someone had written, "Someone keeps delivering soup to my house," with a note that says, "Soup for my perfect little soup boy. I appreciate the free food, but I don't like soup. Please stop."
I'd also not like to be called soup boy.
And they are getting deliveries of soup every single day to the house. I would for one love that.
Hang on a second here. Is the person being delivered the soup boy in the letter, or is the soup boy delivering soup to a person?
It says soup for my perfect little soup boy.
What the hell is that about?
For my perfect little
That's
soup?
That's so weird.
Isn't it?
Does she make him dress up as a schoolboy?
No, she doesn't know who's sending the soup.
I don't know. That seems like an admission of guilt somehow.
Is it hot soup in a bowl, or is it a flask, or is it just a packet that you need to add water to?
It is very weird.
What kind of soup is it?
Cooper
it changes.
Cooper needs details about this type of soup. Like,
is there bread with the soup that you can dip in? That's important.
But the problem is that the person doesn't like soup.
Right.
So regardless of what the flavour or whether it's warm or cold, they don't want soup arriving to their house.
I've never heard the name soup being said so much on the radio before. They just swear we were sponsored by Noor or something.
So what are we looking for? A song about weirdos who don't like soup? Or what?
Neighbourhood. Creep.
Who doesn't like soup?
What agenda do you have if you keep sending someone soup? What message is that going to mean? Yeah.
The kindness song.
So my song suggestion is about soup.
Ah. I'm free to do what I
want any old time. Soup Dragons, I'm free to give you my soup any old time. Yeah. 98 FM's Big
Breakfast Bite Size. Calvin Harris and Sam Smith tonight.
Promises. It's a big breakfast.
Producer Sue's came in for one more tune story, and to summarise it, because we're running out of time, and she loves telling her stories really long.
All right. I'll do it in two sentences.
Do it.
Neighbour receives soup delivery every single day from unknown person. Unknown agenda as well.
Amazing. Rick James, Super Freak. She's a super freak. Super freak. She's super freaky. However, this has come in a few times from a few different people, and it has to be. Where's it? Carol says it from Finglish. She says, lads, yeah. How about
bowling for soup?
This is 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.